get here?
Huh? Welcome back to the show, everybody. Welcome to How Did I Get Here? And let me introduce the show for those of you who haven't been with us before. How Did I Get Here is a show where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side knowing more, but not feeling all that much smarter. Now, what in the world could that mean? Don't worry about it. If you stick with us through the end of the podcast, you will definitely understand. And I'm your host, Jay. Welcome. Claps. Before we go into the meat of the subject today, please, please, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Also, don't forget to check out the videos on youtube.com/divestudios. Subscribe and also, you already know, turn notifications on. All right, we're going to jump straight into the question of today. And the question is height only genetic?
Yeah.
That's the end of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in to Dive Studios. Don't forget to subscribe.
Because you know how like moms always be like, if you eat rice or if you drink milk, you'll be tall.
Why are you saying it like how you would imagine a ghost would like whisper things to you?
You remember your mom when she's a ghost?
But yeah.
But you know, like they say it in like a warning way, like yeah. Tale of caution.
Like, eat your food, right? You gotta eat your vegetables to grow, which is a lie. You gotta drink milk to grow, which is, I think, another lie.
So can you… What I'm saying is like, can we sit, tell our parents to lay off because it's all genetic anyway?
I mean, not necessarily because it's in your best interest. And you know, it's kind of like… There are certain things that they tell you as a child in order for you to…
Keep the habits.
Yeah, and live a better life. They tell you not to eat watermelon seeds. And they have this fairy tale about if you eat seeds, they grow fruits in your stomach and you die. But in actuality, it's just not good for you, right?
They just don't want you to choke.
Yeah. Choke and like digestive problems as well, I would assume.
Yeah, you just poop it out. Little.
I don't know how that works, but I'm just going to take your word for it. A little toot toot. But yeah. I mean, they're always in their best interest, but I don't know. Is height only genetic? I would have to say possibly.
Yeah. Explain your… Legs.
To be more specific, it's not my legs, it's my torso that is long.
Really?
Yeah, my legs are pretty short.
Stretch them out. Show them off.
I mean, they're short for how tall I am. I have a friend, Steph. We compared, and she's like way shorter than me. We compared leg length, and her legs were almost as tall as mine.
Whoa.
I just have a really long torso. I am a wavy torso man.
What about your neck? Because I have a tall friend and he says a lot of his height is because of his neck.
My neck is so long. Look. So long.
How can you tell? Because it's all proportionate to me. But I guess yeah. I must have a short neck. No, I have short everything. But
short necks are really good for singing though.
I go…
She just went… Ooh. So there's this theory about vocals, right? There's a theory that says shorter people have an easier time singing because of the distance between their throat and the start of the projection of the noise and the stomach where the
diaphragm.
Comes out. Yeah. So with this being shorter, it takes less time for them to hit.
Mm.
So that is the theory. If you are shorter, I mean, the world is fair. There's a very famous saying in Korea saying God is fair.
Are your parents tall? Like, is your family tall? Like, does it make sense that you are tall compared to your family?
Yeah, my parents are pretty tall. My dad is like 5'9", 5'10". My mom is like 5'4", 5'5".
Neither of that's tall.
It's pretty tall. Because I'm 2 inches above that. 6. And children 5'11", usually grow a little bit taller.
Yeah. So yeah. Your dad's 5'9", you're 5'11", and your mom's
5'4". I'm 6
doing
feet.
Doing the math right now.
182.9 centimeters.
Yeah.
I checked recently.
Well, you know, prices fall in value.
Good for you, Diane.
Exchange rate, you know.
But yeah. You just say exchange rate?
Yeah. Making a joke.
I'm not going to go over jokes like that easily. We're going to go into the first article. What does Google say? Human height is complex and many factors affect how tall a person might grow. Height is not solely determined by genetics, nutrition, connection to quality food, and socioeconomic class all influence overall height. Yet for some, inherited genetic changes result in the shorter height. Socioeconomic class
Yeah.
How would that influence how tall you are?
Of course it does. Socioeconomic, how? It's like how well you're fed, how regularly. Like,
oh, okay. I get it. I thought they meant like what class you're in. I guess it does mean that.
Yeah. Example, if you're a laborer earlier on in life because you have to make wages for your family, you might be in cramped things or like it might stunt your growth physically.
Right.
Yeah. Stuff
totally
like that.
I agree with that. Nutrition, I mean, I think up to a certain extent. But look, I think there's a huge myth about milk. There's a huge myth about milk. And I remember all these campaign ads telling us when we were younger that milk makes you grow taller. I had a theory, and I'm going to check it right after I talk about this. But I had a theory that milk actually just increases bone density and not bone length.
Yeah.
So therefore, it wouldn't be height. It would be thickness of the bone, which is good.
Well, I know it's not true because my friend Sarah drinks almost a carton of milk every day.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 5'2".
And she's been doing that since she was younger?
Yeah, she was raised on just like chugging, throwing back milk. Like
I bet she's really healthy though.
She craves…
Not that healthy?
It's not good for you. Milk's not good for you.
Oh, actually… So I looked it up and then modernfarmer.com says… As best as the current science can answer it, no… Milk doesn't make you grow taller, simply, well, because nothing can make you grow taller. But milk can be a useful tool to help kids grow to their full potential.
Yeah, because the correlation is just nutrients.
It's a catalyst.
Yeah, like calcium.
I see.
But you don't have to get calcium from like cow milk or something necessarily.
Yeah, because I hate milk.
Same.
And I never drink milk unless like it was force-fed through my throat, which was quite often. But… I didn't drink milk and apparently I'm 5'11".
Yeah, that's pretty tall. That's a good height.
I'm 6 feet.
For me, that's a perfect height.
I'm 6 feet.
Then you're too tall.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I never liked the taste of milk.
Me neither. I'm lactose though, so it might be built into me.
I don't know. It's just not good for you. It's bad for your skin.
Is milk bad for your skin?
Yes.
It gives you bad breath as well.
Dairy is horrible for your skin.
Really?
Horrible.
Maybe that's the reason that some people have good skin, some people have bad skin. Some people really like milk.
Yeah. I mean, then again, my roommate who throws back the milk, she has perfect skin. So I don't know.
Maybe that's genetic too.
Yeah. I didn't get good skin. I didn't get height. And I didn't get milk.
Moving on.
Bitter.
Ranked the 25 countries with the tallest people in the world. Interesting. Go inside. This is from theinsider.com.
Who do you think?
I think…
Like Germanic people.
Yeah. Like European people are really tall. Like I went to Iceland and I felt really short there.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are really tall in Iceland. Let's look through it. The world's tallest man clocks in at 251 centimeters. 8 feet 3 inches. He's from Turkey. Okay. These are 25 countries. I'm just going to go to the top 10.
Yeah.
Oh. The 10th is Iceland.
Oh.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
The average height is 5 feet 8 inches.
Wow.
I swear they were like super tall though.
No, that's a tall average.
That's a tall average?
Yeah, that's a tall average.
Yeah. And Icelandic women are 5 feet 5 inches. Interesting. Yeah. So Icelandic men are an average of 180 centimeters.
Which is right below 6 foot.
Yeah. Interesting. Because I went there and I mean, I'm sure different sample size, but I felt like everyone was taller than me. It was crazy.
That's average.
9 is Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah. I know Bosnia.
I know Bosnia too.
Yeah. Shout out to John Muminovic.
173 centimeters is the average.
Wow.
Wow. Men are 180 centimeters. Women are 165.
Me, again. Am I tall?
You're tall. I'm telling you, you're tall.
God bless.
Belgium, 173.
For women?
No, average. Average man is 181. Average woman is 165.
Wow. So me.
You're pretty tall, I'm telling you. Serbia, 174. 5 feet 8 inches. Rounded up, 5 feet 9 inches. Serbian men are 180. Women are 167. Rounded up, it will be 168.
Dude, I think the tallest is going to be either Netherlands or like Norway or something. Oh. Like Sweden or Norway.
I think Sweden maybe.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Who's right?
Possibly Germany as well. I feel like a lot… When I went to Germany, a lot of people were super tall.
I know so many… All my Dutch friends are so much taller than me. Women included.
Yeah. Yeah. Denmark is number 4. 174 centimeters.
That's right next to Netherlands. I don't know why I got competitive, but I'm competitive right now.
Estonia is 175. Latvia is 175.
That's
men, average men are 181 centimeters and women are 169 centimeters. 170.
What is that? 5'8"? 5'7"?
5'6".
5'6"? Oh.
Or 5'6".
Man, centimeters round up are seven. Confusing. Yeah.
Yeah. Number one, the Netherlands.
We are you.
Got him. Number one, 175.6. 5 feet, pretty much 8 inches is the average. And Dutch men are an average of 182.53 centimeters, which is 5 feet, 11 inches. Pretty much rounded up 6 feet tall. Dutch women are an average of 168.72 centimeters. 5 inches are 5 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah, my friend Kato here in Korea, she's Dutch. And she was like, oh, I'm short in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
She towers over me.
Wow. You're pretty tall though. You're 5'5"?
Yeah, I'm 165, 164.
That's pretty tall, no?
No, because even when I walk around and see Korean girls, they're taller than me.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, huh. You know what?
I don't ever go out. Americans are shrinking while Chinese and Korean people are getting taller. That's the next article. Mm-hmm. Interesting. As of 2016, women in South Korea have gained 8 inches in height on average.
That's a lot.
In the past century.
Yeah.
A jump bigger than any other population in the world. Researchers reported Tuesday. You have countries that suddenly cut their entire healthcare budget and agricultural budgets by large amounts. Azadi of Imperial College London said. Those who were affected the most were the poorest. Although genes play a big role in determining how many inches we sprout up during childhood, average height is a great litmus test for the overall health of a population. Nutrition and the number of children infections help determine how tall you grow. And there's increasingly good evidence that people who are taller on average tend to live longer. Really? That can't be true for me. I'm going to die for sure. I'm like 100%
well,
sure.
Well, because there's too tall. Because if you're too tall, you run into a lot of health issues.
Yeah.
Like back problems and like heart problems because of how hard your heart has to pump blood to the rest of your body.
Yeah.
So people who I think are over like 6'2", especially, they're more prone to like body issues.
Body issues, I see.
Yeah. Maybe not like mortality stuff, but like just like going through life like struggling.
I know I have back problems because of my long torso though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm always hunched like this. And then like, so if this is my back,
yeah,
and then my butt's like right here, I have like a little bend like that.
Oof. Yeah.
It's like a weird looking bend because of my torso. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people wish for height, but you may be healthier living with a shorter torso. Yeah. You know, there's procedures that you could take to increase your height.
I don't believe him.
No, it's real.
What? It's like, an insult under your skin?
Yeah.
No, really?
It's like they insert stuff into your skin or something like that. Some kind of surgical procedure. It costs like $50,000 to $100,000, I think. And it makes you grow like 8 inches.
Oh my God. Just wear a boot. Wear a boot.
I think also not just so putting something in, but like it opens your…
Oh, your, relaxes your muscles so that they like
they
stretch.
Grow again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not be so like compacted.
Yeah. Maybe it's a healthy option for you. I don't know exactly how it works. I just know that it exists and I've known people who've done it.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard of stories.
Guys, just relax. You'll find love without any of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, what have we learned today?
I don't know. But you know, the thing about Korea is crazy.
What?
Korean people are getting way taller, way fast.
8 inches in the past century is… Wow.
No, my friends who do international studies mm-hmm. in Korea, they told me like that's like a big topic lately. But how tall every like year, how much taller the average for every year is getting in Korea specifically.
Kids are really tall these days.
They're like crazy tall.
Yeah.
And people are thinking that like that's really like really is how truly Korean people were always meant to be.
Yeah.
And that any like shorter, whatever, average is due to obviously, you know, like historical struggles. Historical conditions that prevented growth. My mom and her family is pretty much like the only one who raised her family in the States. And I'm the shortest out of all the cousins.
Models, right?
Yeah.
Talked about this.
But all the guys, including the dads, like her brothers, are like over 6 foot.
Wow. Slowly, Korea is reaching their full potential.
We're going to just like shoot through the clouds.
Yeah. Fulfilling the prophecy of our bloodlines.
Yeah. It's like, Netherlands, watch out. Watch out.
I can definitely see this list changing. Maybe not with just Korea, but just overall.
Yeah.
Humans, like, they change, right?
Yeah.
I can definitely see it changing another 100 years. This list completely different.
Yeah, like, your kids are going to, like, be a head taller than you.
Yeah, because kids are usually taller than the parents, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works. I think that's a good height. 6'1", 6'2", for my kids would be…
I mean, if they hit 6 foot, that's good enough.
Yeah. I mean, however tall my kids are, I don't think it'll matter, but I mean…
You'll love them differently.
Yeah. The tallest one gets all my love.
I'll love them 1 inch less. 1 inch more.
Well said. Well said.
There you go.
All right. So we've learned that there is an ever-changing norm of height. And that milk doesn't necessarily make you taller, but it definitely is a good catalyst for you to reach your full potential. And unlock your genetic potential, yeah. So now that we have answered all of your questions, we are going to take a break and rest our ears with Ish Truman. Hit me in the morning. Say yesterday was boring. When the hell'd you call me? Must have already been sleeping. Always the excuses. My heart in blue and bruises. It's just holding his breath, hoping what it's thinking. Ain't I with the truth is past will be. So welcome back. And now that we have answered our questions for today, we're going to reciprocate the love and answer some of yours that you've sent to me throughout the week. This one is from Ann Hart at PDKings_. Jay, how many glasses of water do you drink a day? #Kuduk. I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of fluids. I'm addicted to water. I used to hate water. And then when I was younger, I had this tutor who I thought was really cool. And then like he used to like play basketball with me and like he would like teach me how to play video games and stuff. And like I idolized this guy. And then one time we went to Chipotle and I was like, I'm gonna get the Coke. And he was like, why do you get Coke? Water's so good. And I was like, you're right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then I started drinking water. And I started appreciating water for the taste of water. Water is delicious.
How much older was he than you?
He was like 3 years older than me.
Oh, okay. That's like a good like, you know, young age difference or
three,
whatever.
4 years older. Yeah, how much water do you drink in a day?
It depends on the day, but I drink a glass before leaving the house every day.
You drink more than a glass, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. But like, hoping. I for sure drink a glass because that's like the first thing I do when I wake up.
Yeah. Do you eat Yuzangyun probiotics?
Well, I would get it in different ways, but like knowing it's a probiotic. So like Greek yogurt is a probiotic. And kombucha is a probiotic.
So in Korea, it's super popular for… I guess they do take it, digest it in foods.
Yeah.
But then they'll take it like just the pure form of probiotics. Like a medicine almost.
Yeah.
A vitamin when you start your day.
I can't do that.
Why not?
It's kind of gross.
It helps. It really helps.
I have good gut health.
Lucky. I've been dying because of acid reflux the past 2 days.
That might also just stem from stress and anxiety, but yeah.
Stress. Next question. Question two is from Rizka at Ij Agzer. Jay, do you ever feel unconfident? If you ever, how do you handle it? All the time. All the time. My friend, fake it till you make it is the greatest advice I have ever been given in my life.
Do you tend to feel more unconfident when it for like what part of yourself, like your abilities or for your like appearance?
Definitely for my abilities. My appearance used to be a thing and I've kind of just given up on that department. So, you know,
you reach an age.
Yeah, you reach an age where you're like, it doesn't really matter what I look like anymore. It matters what I'm able to do with myself. And that's when you start getting insecure.
Oh, that's way more positive than I thought it was going to be.
What is it going to be?
I would catch my reflection.
Yeah.
In as soon as high school, like in the school mirror,
mm-hmm.
and I would literally look at myself and I'm like, what? Like, I can't fix that. Like, I think I one time looked at myself and I said under my breath, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, what am I supposed to do with that? And then so I just like… Because you know how some people will like obsess and like stay in front of the mirror until like what they think can be resolved is fixed. Yeah. And they'll fret over it. Nah. I was like, I know what this is. This is not as simple as a foundation or whatever. You just got to move on. So I was like, you know what? I walked all day with this face. I have to walk out with it. So I just like leave the bathroom.
I love that. I love that.
I don't take makeup with me anywhere.
Power to you.
Like I've been at like gatherings with friends, especially in Korea. Where as soon as we meet, girls are freshening their makeup. And I just stare at them. And I go, oh, I should do that.
No,
I hate carrying things.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it's super attractive when people are confident. And I think that people who don't wear makeup like all the time… Like I'm sure you have your preferences. Sometimes you want to look a certain way. But I think it's super cool when some people like don't put the makeup on for a day. And I'm like, wow. Self-confident. Or just lackadaisical. Believes that other things are more important than how you look. And I wish I could feel that way. Therefore, I think that's super cool.
Yeah. Some days it's just, you know, pogi. Pogi.
Pogi.
Pogi. You know that pogi life.
Pogi life.
Just like cannot be bothered. I remember you could tell when I didn't find anyone like attractive in certain classes in college. First week would like have an outfit, do my hair, do my makeup, and then the next week if you saw me in sweats, hair like matted, like half in a ponytail. That's how it's like. I was like, y'all ugly. Just kidding.
Less effort. Less
it's
effort.
Like, it's like, do not give a frick about impressing you.
I feel you. I feel you. All right, and that's the questions for today. If you have more questions for us, you can send them with the hashtag HDIG and let us know what should be our next big question to search. You can send them on Instagram and Twitter at DDive Studios, also youtube.com/DiveStudios. And if you have any personal questions for me, like the two above, you can send them to me on Twitter at JAE_DAY6. And also, don't forget to subscribe and review to this podcast. And we will see you guys next time. Later. Ladies and gentlemen, day 6 has come back with the Demon Album. The Demon Album is a collection of songs that portray the demon that causes problems within human interactions. It's a great album. I'm super excited about it. We had a blast making the album. The title is one of my favorites thus far. We're super satisfied with it. And another special bonus is that it has a full English version of the title song. So guys, you don't want to miss that Demon Album. Also our title, Zombie. Stream.
Melon number one, baby.
What it do, baby? Thanks, guys.
How did I get here? With Jay.